And now, from the kids' zone, it's bedtime adventures, adventures, adventures. Hey, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to tonight's story. I'm so excited that you decided to join us this evening. Tonight we're going to continue with the Bromadear Chronicles and an exciting tale entitled Conga Escapes. Oh yes. So without any further ado, let's get started, shall we? And as you remember, like with all good stories, we must start from the start, and we must begin from the beginning. The moon hung low in the night sky, casting an eerie glow over the city as Jet, Dylan, Kiara, James, and Jace gathered in the dimly lit basement of an abandoned warehouse. The air was tense with anticipation as they huddled around a table covered in maps and blueprints. Their mission was to recover a dangerous gorilla that had escaped from its enclosure at the local zoo, causing panic and chaos in its wake. The team was an eclectic mix of talents. Jet, the agile and stealthy acrobat, specialized in navigating tricky situations, while Dylan, a tech genius, had hacked into the zoo's security system to track the gorilla's movements. Kiara, a skilled biologist, knew the creature's behavior, patterns, and weaknesses. And James, a former zookeeper, possessed the knowledge to calm and control the beast. And Jace, last but not least, was a martial arts expert, and he was the muscle of the group. Their eyes flickered between the blueprints and a news report on a large screen detailing the havoc the escaped gorilla, nicknamed Conga, was wreaking across the city. Jace asked Kiara, "Hey, can you tell us a little bit more about the gorilla? What do you know about it?" Nodding, she explained that Conga, the fearsome gorilla, is a colossal and imposing creature, showcasing the sheer power and strength associated with the untamed wildness. Standing at an impressive height of over 8 feet, Conga possesses a robust and muscular build, its physique adorned with coarse jet black fur that bristles as a testament to its dominance. The gorilla's shoulders are broad and powerful, emphasizing the immense strength it wields. His face is dominated by a prominent broad muzzle housing a set of sharp, elongated canine teeth. And the gorilla's roar, a thunderous and reverberating sound, echoing fiercely and signaling its territorial prowess. Conga's vocalizations range from deep, resonant bellows to intimidating chest pounding, creating an aura of dominance that can be heard from miles away. The sound is a chilling reminder of the untamed power that resides within this majestic creature. Overall, Conga is a formidable and awe-inspiring gorilla, a majestic force of nature that commands respect through its sheer size, strength, and the primal sounds that echo through the wilderness when it makes its presence known. "Wow, you do know a lot about that, don't you?" exclaimed Jace. Kiara simply nodded. Suddenly, a low growl echoed through the basement, and the team turned to the unexpected presence of Bromadear, the plant dragon. Bromadear's emerald green scales shimmered as he spoke in a deep, rumbling voice. "I've sensed the disturbance caused by Conga. The balance of nature is at risk. I shall aid you in your quest." James looked at Jet. Dude, when did Bromadear learn how to speak?"
"I think he's always known how to talk, but he just started speaking to me last week, though."
"Rude. Didn't your mother tell you it is impolite to speak about someone while they are right in the room with you?" My goodness, James. If you have a question, how about just speaking to me directly? Bromadir was visibly angry. Sorry, Bromo, replied James. So, with the addition of the plant dragon, the team set out into the night, guided by Bromadir's keen senses. The city was plunged into darkness, and the only sound, the distant roar of congas echoing through the streets. As they reached the zoo, they encountered a scene of destruction, with shattered enclosures and frightened animals. Dilland accessed the zoo's security cameras, revealing Conga's location in the heart of the botanical gardens. And from there, the team moved silently, using Jet's acrobatic skills to avoid detection. As they approached, they witnessed Conga tearing through the gardens, vines and plants enveloping its massive form. Bromadir stepped forward, its wings unfolding majestically. I shall distract Conga while you retrieve the tranquilizers, he declared. So the team split up, with James and Kira heading to the zoo's medical facility to collect the tranquilizers. And Jace positioned himself for a surprise attack, while Jet and Dylan worked on creating a diversion using the automated sprinkler system. As Bromadir engaged in a fierce battle with Conga, vines and flames clashed in a spectacular display of power. The distraction provided just enough time for James and Kiera to return with the tranquilizers. Jace seized the opportunity, launching a barrage of well-aimed strikes at the weakened Conga. With the gorilla subdued, James approached slowly, a tranquilizer gun in hand. And as he fired the dart, Bromadir roared triumphantly, having successfully driven Conga back into a calmer state. The team, exhausted but victorious, gathered around the now docile gorilla. Bromadir the plant dragon nodded in approval. Peace has been restored thanks to your bravery. The balance remains intact. The team exchanged smiles, their unique skills and the unexpected alliance with Bromadir proving crucial in overcoming the threat. As they left the zoo, the city began to stir back to life, the moon casting its glow on the heroes who had averted a catastrophe, leaving behind a tale of thrilling adventure and unlikely alliances. And when they got back to the house, Dylan said, who's up for a game of Foursquare, or maybe some wiffle ball? And Jet said, I want to play. Kira said, I want to play. Everybody wanted to play. But James says, I can't play because I can't find my sunglasses. Has anybody seen them? No, no one has seen your sunglasses, James. We don't know where they are. And why do you need sunglasses? It's nighttime. I don't know. Ask Corey Hart. Maybe he knows. Well, well, well then, what an exciting story that was tonight. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. That crazy Conga, he just gets so excited sometimes. Now then, we hope to see you in our next episode. It'll be coming out shortly. In the meantime, why don't you head over to Instagram or Facebook or one of those social media thingies and connect with us over there. Leave us your thoughts. Let us know how you're doing. And until then, may you sleep soundly. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And we'll see you next time on Bedtime Adventures.